Never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. Eleanor Roosevelt. The Lady Parts Doctor podcast is a health podcast focusing on issues that affect women and those assigned female at birth. However, it is for everyone who wants to learn about women's health. This is our safe place to talk about things that matter to you, involving your spiritual, mental, and physical health. It's not medical advice, it's medical information. We talk and I give you the evidence with a little of my personal and professional experience sprinkled in. So sit back, relax, grab your water, coffee, tea, wine. I actually have nothing today. I forgot to get my thermos. And get whatever you need to stay hydrated and refreshed. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Lady Parts Doctor podcast. I am Dr. Stephanie Hack, the Lady Parts Doctor. And I am so excited that you are joining me today because I really love it when we chat. And it's Black Maternal Health Week from April 11th to April 18th. And I have a really awesome and informative episode next week in which I interview pediatrician Dr. Jess Daigle about her experience as a NICU mom and a coach of other moms with babies in the NICU. Now, we've been chatting less frequently over the last several weeks, and there is a reason for that. I've been pulled by just additional life responsibilities. And with my new knowledge of going with the flow of life, I've put some things on hold. And even though I have not been recording the podcast, I am always thinking about it. I'm always thinking about great topics for us to cover and things that you might want to talk about. So don't worry, that is all changing soon. And we will be speaking more frequently again. Now, the last time we spoke, we talked about staying empowered in medical misdiagnosis and advocating for your health in general. You know, I love to talk about advocacy. I know that when it comes to actually interacting with healthcare providers or seeing your healthcare professional, that many times you don't feel powerful. And I want to change that. I want you to feel powerful. I want you to have the language that helps you feel powerful. I want you to have the knowledge that helps you feel powerful. So if you missed that episode, go back and check it out. It was full of great information to help you navigate your health journey and provide assistance to your loved ones and friends if needed. Today, I'm continuing with the theme of empowerment, but with a more inspirational, motivational tone. I also like to speak about motivational, inspirational stuff. So that's what we're going to do today. Last month, I celebrated the Lady Parts Doctor podcast's 2-year anniversary, rather quietly, but 2 years, 2 years and over 70 episodes, which is really an amazing accomplishment. And since then, I've been in a quiet state of reflection about where the podcast has been, where it is now, and where the platform is going, where I see it going. And while the primary focus of the podcast is you, it's always been you, it's really led me to be honest with myself about what I have liked and what I haven't. And every part of this journey has been necessary to fine-tune my vision. And in celebration of the achievement of 2 years, I'm sharing some of the most important lessons I've learned along the way with you. You are on your own journey, and I hope my lessons will encourage you and support you in your vision as well. Lesson one, you just have to start. I had the idea to have a show discussing women's health issues before I ever went to medical school. If you have watched the TEDx talk, my TEDx talk, you know. If you haven't, you just stay tuned and still check out the TEDx talk. But I wanted my medical degree to bolster my expertise. And so that was part of the reason I made that decision. And that was a really wonderful idea. It was smart. It was thought out. And I'm so proud of my younger self for having the foresight to plan ahead and think like that. However, once I completed medical school, I didn't start the show. I didn't do it. I added another step to my journey, and that was residency training. And so I did 4 years of training on becoming an excellent, awesome, and amazing OBGYN. And I didn't start the show. And after that, and part of that, you know, I was just busy and I got busier as the time went on. So after that, I did private practice and so on and so on. And whenever I returned to the idea, I would just focus on the final polished product. But because I didn't know how to start a podcast, let alone edit or produce one, I didn't start. Until one day I realized, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And so I did it. And in the entrepreneurial world, there's something called the MVP, the minimum viable product. This is the first iteration of whatever service or product you're offering to consumers. And maybe it's not the first, but it is like the most basic thing that you could potentially offer that accomplishes whatever you want your business to accomplish. It doesn't have to be perfect because you know you're going to get feedback and improve upon it until it becomes something great. For example, the idea for Instagram began as a location-based app called Bourbon, B-U-R-B-N, where users could check in, share photos, and earn points for hanging out with friends. Does that sound anything like what Instagram is to you today? No. You're like, what? Points for hanging out with friends? No, because recognizing that their location had too many similar apps, the founders took that and created an MVP that focused on a clean interface, simplicity, speed, and only photo sharing. Now that sounds more like the original Instagram. And now you can do so much more on Instagram. You can send reels, you can send messages, you can do carousels, you can do stories. All of that was based on feedback and improvement of the original MVP. And the first Lady Parts Doctor episodes were my MVP, and I've come a long way. In some ways, I could still be in the MVP phase, but I'm continuing to learn, grow, and expand. What is your MVP? Just start with whatever it is. Just start. Lesson two. Don't be afraid to evolve. The original idea behind Lady Parts Doctor was simple, just share evidence-based health information. And I wanted to talk about the same things that I talk to people about in the office. I would talk to women about birth control. I would talk to them about things like abnormal bleeding, really just whatever body kind of focused women's health thing that someone came in for. And I thought, okay, let's continue to have those conversations, but let's have them on a larger scale where multiple people can get the same information, the same explanation, and feel empowered with that same information. Well, as the episodes continued, I just gained a better understanding of what the show represents, what the full intention is, and what you really need. You know, I really got a better understanding of the foundation I needed to lay before I started providing the information. And I expanded the show to address mental, spiritual, and physical health instead of focusing strictly on women's physical health. I reminded myself that this is my show and I can present the information however I want. And most importantly, I granted myself permission to do it. So I've included affirmations to uplift you and remind you of your power. I've created meditations to help give you peace of mind. I really developed an understanding that what I first need before you receive any of the information I give is I need you to understand that you have power. I need you to understand that you are valuable, that you are worthy, and that you deserve to be in best health. At different points, I wondered, will you still continue to support and listen to the show, even if I'm addressing your other needs? And yes, yes, you will, because I know that you ultimately listen to be your healthiest you. You want a healthy body. You want a healthy mind. You want a healthy spirit, because all of these things are equally important. And a woman's health focused show that covers all three of these is necessary. I understand that I am providing something that is necessary. I have another idea in the works that marks a major evolution. And here's the thing, because this is my journey, I can't get it wrong. You can't get it wrong. How and where can you evolve? Lesson three. Support comes from the most surprising places. In this journey, I have received incredible amounts of support from people I didn't expect. And has everyone been supportive or as supportive as I'd expect? No, but that doesn't matter. Friends have shared with their families and their colleagues. My former colleagues have shared with their patients and their families and their friends. It's been amazing and heartwarming. Every time I get a text from someone like, when are you putting out a new episode? Or, I love that episode that you recently put out. It is just so amazing to me. And my cup runneth over, and I've been pouring into others' cups as much as possible. Support comes from the most surprising places. Lesson number four, redefine success. On the topic of expectations, I expected certain outcomes with Lady Parts Doctor that are following a different timeline, and that's okay. I imagined that the podcast would reach hundreds of thousands of people weekly. I'm on my way to that point, and there have been multiple times when I've been disappointed with an episode's performance. I've learned to redefine success. Our conversations here are the extensions of the ones I would have if you were sitting in my office, if you were just sitting right in front of my face receiving care from me. You receive the sincere and authentic message from my heart to yours. Because these conversations are reaching multiple people, there are multiple opportunities for someone to get the information and assistance they need. When just one person tells me that an episode helped them, I know what I'm doing is not in vain. It is necessary. I have redefined what success looks like. So I don't give myself a hard time if I thought an episode was going to have many more downloads than it actually did, because I recognize that it is reaching whoever it needs to. I have redefined what success looks like. On your journey, you will have to redefine success multiple times. Don't get down about it. Just understand it's part of the process. That's okay. Lesson 5, count all of your wins. Like me, you have a tendency to downplay your accomplishments. I've often thought, well, if I can do it, you can do it, right? Because if I can do it, obviously you can do it. Well, that's not 100% true. We all have different talents and skills, and what comes easy for you might not come easy for others. Celebrate every win you have. Every win you have. I recently obtained a grant that helps me continue to fund the Lady Parts Doctor Enterprise. A win. I was recently appointed to Elle Magazine's Beauty Advisory Board. Another win. What are your wins? I want to know. Celebrate them. And DM me. DM me on Instagram at Lady Parts Doc, TikTok at Lady Parts Doc, Threads. Email me your wins, Dr. Hack, DRHACK at ladypartsdoctor.com. I want to celebrate your wins with you. Don't downplay them. Don't downplay them. Number 6, don't give up. Never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. That is a brilliant quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, and I can only imagine the experiences that she'd had that made her come to actually create that quote. Over the past 20 years, I've had people tell me why this wouldn't work, why it wouldn't work the way I thought it would work, why it wasn't just going to be so easy, why I should do something else, etc., etc., etc. As an entrepreneur, I am often told no. However, the no's aren't my business. I know what I'm doing has value, is needed, and is life-changing. As my journey leads me to seek out the decision makers, I also have to weed out the non-decision makers. They are only distractions, and I can't allow them to get me off track. Who is telling you no? Do they actually have the power to tell you no? Are you speaking with the decision makers? Because if they're not a decision maker and they don't have the power to tell you yes, don't accept their no. There are so many more lessons I've learned, and this could be an entire series with an episode dedicated to each one. I hope you took at least one of these lessons to heart and that they've encouraged you on your path. So in this moment, I want you to take a glass, your thermos, whatever it is that you have that gets you hydrated, and I want you to raise it, and we're gonna do a little cheers. Are you ready? To Lady Parts Doctor, celebrating 2 years, and to you and all of your wins, past, present, and future. Cheers. And something else that has evolved with Lady Parts Doctor is our affirmations. Today's affirmation is, I've won, I win, and I keep on winning. One more time. I've won, I win, and I keep on winning. Ooh, I love that, because we keep on winning. Now, as I mentioned before, it is Black Maternal Health Week, and the theme is our bodies still belong to us. So stay tuned for my conversation with Dr. Jess Daigle next week. Until then.